would, turn to the book of Exodus, chapter number 3. And I started a series of messages last Sunday that I'd like to continue again this morning. And we looked at it on Wednesday night for a little while as well. And just wanted to take some time to brag on my Lord. He's been good to us. And through all this, we're reminded that He is the I Am. You say, what does that mean, Brother Andrew? It means He is whatever you need Him to be. That's what it means. He is the I Am that I am. Exodus chapter number 3. And we're going to begin to look here. Just look at our text verse. And we'll continue where we left off last Wednesday night. Exodus chapter number 3. We do have any others that would like to sing specials. And if you'd like to do that, just get with Brother Bowen or myself. Let us know. And we'll try to get you put on the thing. We'd like some more people to try to sing. Amen. And we need to lift Him up. You know, singing prepares the hearts of God's people for the preaching of His Word. That's what singing does. It's not just for show. It's not just to have something to do, just to fill a time slot. I don't want to be a church that just does things because that's what time you're supposed to do it. Amen? There needs a purpose behind it. When we sing, we want to do it to prepare our hearts for the preaching of God's Word. Now, I know it's hot in here, and I realize that, but please try not to sleep. Amen. As we're going through the service, when it gets hot, I want to go to sleep. I mean, I feel like sleeping right now. I'm tired. I'm wore out. I slept good last night, but I just never feel like it's enough. Amen. And so, if best you can, try to pay attention for a few minutes. And if you need to, stand up and yell amen every now and again. That'll keep you awake and the person next to you. You scare them half to death. So, all right, Exodus chapter number 3. And let's look at verse number 13. In verse number 14, we get started in the message this morning. Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Exodus chapter 3, verse number 13 and 14. The Bible says, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." And again, it's just a way of introduction. I'm not going to go through it all again. But Moses continually came up with excuses of why he could not do what God called him to do. And why he would come up short on God's calling on his life. And God answered every single one of his excuses with, "I've got this covered. I've got this covered." God doesn't want your ability. He wants your availability. He doesn't want you to have all these abilities. And God does give people gifts, and I'm thankful for that. But He equips them for the job He wants them to do. People start off and they say, "I can't do this, but I'll do whatever God wants me to do, I'll do it. I don't know how to do it, but I'll do it." And then God equips that person and He gives them the ability to do it. And all He's looking for is availability. And then God will take that person and use it for His glory and His honor. Because when you don't know how to do something, but God equips you, then He gets the glory for it. Where we mess up is when God equips us and then we start taking credit for how good a thing we're doing. Because if it wasn't for God, we couldn't do any of it. And so Moses has these excuses, but God answers each and every one of them with, "I will take care of it." He said, "Who shall I say sent me?" He said, "I am that I am." And so we began to look through the Bible on different places where the I am is mentioned. And Wednesday night we looked at I am was the first and last. There was none before him, and there will be none after him. He was the first and last. He was in the beginning God. Amen? And He was the one that created all things. He's the one that made all things. And that's the one that we serve. Amen? That's the one that equips me. It's the one that made absolutely everything. So if you ever say, "I can't," God says, "I know." I know you can't, but I can. And I want to use you to do it. Amen? That's one reason as a child of God, you ought to keep your vessel clean. You ought to keep your body clean, and you ought to keep your mind clean. And you say, "Well, I've messed it up." Well, let God clean it up. And whatever you got left of your body and your mind and your being and your life, just give it to Him and let Him clean it up and let Him use you. It don't matter what you have. God took the deaf and the dumb, and He took those people in the Bible and He used them for His glory and His honor. And He can do the same thing for us.
Yeah.
He can take whatever we have. You say, I've wasted many years. God knows that. But He can take whatever you got left and use it for His glory and honor. And He can still get the glory out of it if you'll let Him. Those that say, I've wasted and I can't and I won't be able to, are the ones that are missing out on a blessing and God using them, because God can and He will if you'll let Him. Amen? But you need to keep your vessel clean. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter number 26. Leviticus chapter number 26. Let me just give you a few more this morning as we walk through the Old Testament of the I Am. And then, Lord willing, this is going to lead up into the I Ams of the New Testament. And I'm not in any hurry to go through these, and I just want to brag on my Savior for a little while. And so the next few weeks, if I'm going to do it anyway, whether y'all let me or not, amen. And I just pray that you get a blessing out of it and understand who He is. Leviticus chapter number 26. I heard preachers say, I've heard a few different preachers say, that if you could just get people to fall in love with Jesus, the rest would just take care of itself. Amen. And that's easier said than done. Because you can lead a, they say you can lead a horse to water but can't make it drink and all those things. And you can lead people to Jesus. You can tell them about the love of God, but you can't make people love God. You can beat them up about coming to church, and you can get them to feel bad about coming to church, and you might even be able to guilt them into doing some things, but you cannot make people love God. Can't do it. Can't make them love God. You can't make them have the heart right, the right heart about God. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but the more that I know about Him, the more that I learn what He did for me at salvation, like during Sunday school that we're going through, the more that I realize that He is the I Am and realize what He did for me and what He does through me, the more I want to do for Him. And the more I want to try to live right, and the more I want to try to keep a right vessel, and the more I want to try to keep a good testimony for Him. And I pray that it does the same for you as you begin to realize who He is. The I Am. Look here in Leviticus chapter 26 and verse number 1. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, "Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For, here it is, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." We see here in this passage that the I Am should be number one. The I Am should be number one in our life. Every decision that we make as a child of God ought to be with Him in mind. I talked about before how sometimes people will take a job or they'll take an opportunity that they don't even consider Christ before they do it. They don't consider God, they don't consider their family and their spiritual well-being before they make decisions. You know, as a child of God, He ought to be number one. Everything we ought to do ought to be done with the mindset and with the prayer of, Lord, will You be pleased with me doing this? There's a lot of things that we do, and there's places that we stay longer than we should, and there's things we do because we're afraid of hurting somebody's feelings, but we're not afraid of hurting God's feelings. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard to have to look at somebody and say, man, we can't hang out no more. Or I can't go around there no more. I got to stop doing that thing. Why? Because my Savior's not pleased with it. And you say, well, man, you don't got to look them in the eye like I do. Yeah, but one day I'm going to stand and look my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the eye. And I'm going to have to explain to Him why I didn't. Amen. I'm going to have to explain to Him why I didn't put Him first. The I Am should always be number one. Everything we do ought to be with Him in mind. And thank God for better jobs and more money and things like that. And sometimes God gives us those things in our life, but sometimes they're from the devil, amen, trying to get you out of church. They're from the flesh trying to get you away from God. Things in this life are nice. I've seen God bless people, and those blessings take them right out of church.
Yeah.
I mean, just take them plumb out of church. You say, blessings from God? Yeah, because why? God wasn't number one no more. Those things, those blessings became number one. And so God, the I Am, should always be number one. You think God deserves first place?
Amen.
I believe He does. Amen. And I'm not one of those preachers that say that if He's not the Lord of all, then He's not Lord at all. It's not lordship salvation. Amen. There's those that teach that if He's not Lord of everything, then He's not Lord at all, and you're not saved, you need to get that thing fixed again. I don't believe that. Amen. I'm saved. I know I'm saved. But I'm telling you, there's a difference between knowing the Savior and knowing the Shepherd. Amen. I got a saying that a friend of mine sent me this morning. It says, they have failed utterly to realize that there is a vast difference between the Saviorhood of Jesus Christ and the Shepherdhood of Jesus Christ. One may know the Lord as Savior and know almost nothing of Him as Shepherd. Isn't that sad? There might be a lot of Christians today that they know Him as their Savior, but they don't know Him as their Shepherd. They don't know it. They don't have that relationship with His Word and with His people and with the church and a fellowship with Him to know Him. What did Paul say? That I may know Him and the fellowship of His suffering. More than just salvation. I thank God I'm saved. Amen. But I'm also thankful that I know Him as my Heavenly Father. I know Him as the I Am. Amen. There's things that I've gone through, Brother Tim. There's things I've gone through. And because of our relationship, I've gotten closer to Him. And man, I know Him and I know that He knows me. Amen. But I Am should be number one. Anything put ahead of Him is wrong. Anything put ahead of Him is sin. You say, is football sinful? No, but it can be. Amen. Is friendship, is a relationship. Hey, anything put ahead of Him is wrong.
Amen.
Anything. The I Am should always be number one. He told them here, make no idols, no graven images. Neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down into it. I Am the Lord your God. We need to be reminded of that. I Am the Lord your God. Amen. God deserves first place. Look at Exodus chapter number 3 again. Exodus chapter number 3. We're going to turn to a few passages this morning. The I Am that I Am. I'm just going through here looking at what He says about being the I Am through the Bible. And hopefully you see this morning that He is that for you. Amen. It don't matter what you're going through, church. It don't matter what you're going through physically or spiritually or emotionally. He is there to help you. Amen. When I was laid up in that hospital, up there in the ICU, laid up there, I had some people ask me, man, you must have a lot of time for praying. You know what I was doing? I was laying there saying, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. I was struggling to breathe. Amen. I was thinking about God. I was thinking about my family. But, man, I wasn't laid up in there playing on the internet or playing on my phone or playing on social media. I mean, I barely even picked it up. Half the time, I didn't know where it was. It was under the bed. Amen, because it fell. She tried to get, I couldn't get a hold of you. Where was I? I said, I don't know where my phone is. It probably fell under the bed. Amen. I had no clue where it was. And I was laying there. But you know, when I was laying there at that time, I needed a great physician. I needed a comforter. And there were people all over the world and all over our church that was praying. And guess what? The I Am was there.
Amen.
And what I needed right then, I needed a great physician. I needed a comforter. And that's what He was. Amen. So were you ever scared to death of dying? No, I was just trying to breathe in, breathe out. Amen. I wasn't thinking about nothing but breathing. There for a few days, it got rough. But I'm thankful that the I Am was there.
Amen.
I'm out of the hospital doing good, breathing good. I'm working, doing things. And now, you know what I need? I need wisdom from the Lord when it comes to preaching, when it comes to family, when it comes to work and doing things around the church. And guess what? The same one that was the great physician is now the one that can give me wisdom on what to do here at the church and how to raise my family and the one that gives wisdom on our finances. And think, hey, He is the I Am. Whatever you need me to be, that's what I'll be. That's what He told Moses.
Amen.
But He ought to be number one. He ought to be number one. Look what he says here in Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. You there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. This is that burning bush experience that we talked about where God appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush there, verse number 2. And God told him, he said, I am the God of your fathers. I am the God of your fathers. You know, this country, I believe, and from reading and hearing messages and preaching and stuff, that it was founded on the Bible and God-fearing men. That this thing was founded on that. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And we're so very thankful for all the men and women that have given their lives for us to be able to stand here and have church today. For us to live in a free country. So our freedoms are getting taken away. And we're seeing some of that right now. I mean, I thank God that we still live in a state that's allowing us to have church. Amen. There's some states that aren't allowing them to have church. President Trump, I'm thankful he got up and said, church is essential. Let them go back to church.
Amen.
I mean, I don't know if there's ever been a president that's ever said that. Amen. And we've had some good presidents. But I'm thankful for those things that we get to come and have church. But man, there's been many men and women have given their lives so that we can have this. And it's a slap in their face for people to try to take away our liberties that they fought for us to have. They're trying to erase history. And I'm thankful for those men and women that gave their life. But this country was founded on the Bible by God-fearing men. But it seems like today's generation, they're trying to change everything about what we were founded on.
Yeah.
He told Moses, he said, hey, I helped your fathers. I'm the God of your fathers. You know what he was trying to tell them? Elijah, he was trying to tell them, you can trust me. Amen. I was the God that helped your fathers. And you can trust me. I was the God of Abraham. I was the God of Isaac. And I was the God of Jacob. And if you go back and look at those three individuals, Abraham was the father of the Jews. You go back and look at those three generations of people there. Every time God came to him, he came to Moses and he said, I am thy God. Amen. And Abraham was the father of the Jews. And later on, you see Isaac come on the scene. And God goes to Isaac and he says, I am the God of thy father Abraham. And it stopped right there. Amen. But something happened in Jacob's life where later on, when Isaac comes along, God comes to Isaac and says, I'm the God of thy father Abraham, and I am the God of thy father Isaac. Amen. Somewhere down the line, he became Isaac's God. And somewhere down the line, he became Jacob's God. We've got children in here today, and I'm thankful for them, that they're living off the faith of their parents. Amen. My children right now, I'm thankful that they're saved, and they're beginning to learn, but they're living off the faith of their mother and I. Man, we got to stay right with God. We got to stay in our Bibles and stay praying, and their grandparents got to stay praying and stay faithful to God because the kids are looking up to them and they need to see them. But right now, they're living off the faith and they know their daddy's God. And they know their granddaddy's God. And they know their grandmother's God. But there's going to have to come a day in their life where one day when Elijah and Ellen and Emma get bigger and some of these kids, where God becomes their God. And it's not just their mom and daddy's God. You say, does that mean they're not saved? No, I'm talking about having a relationship with Him.
Amen.
Not just knowing the Savior, but knowing the Shepherd.
Amen.
Not just knowing Him. But there's going to come a time, and I remember as a young teenager, when that day came for me, I got saved at 9 years old, but it wasn't until I was about 17 years old that God was no longer my dad's God. He was no longer my pastor's God, but He became my God. He became real to me. And that's when I surrender my life to preach. 17 years old, surrender my life to go preach and say, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. That's when He became my God. We got young people today, they grow up in a good Christian home and they live off the faith of their parents and they know their daddy's God and they know their mama's God and they know their grandparents' God, but they never have a relationship with Him. And when the day comes for them to leave and they get out of church and they get far away, and it's because they never had a relationship with Him. They never became their God. He told Moses, I am the God of your father. Amen. But you know what Moses had to do? Moses had to go through that burning bush. He had to go through that experience. God had to reveal himself to Moses and say, I am that I am. And now he's the God of Moses. Amen. But he had to go through that. Why change what's worked in the past? I thank God for the faithful men and women that have paved the way for us to be standing here today. I'm thankful for them. Amen. The God of our fathers. Look with me in Exodus chapter 6. I'll just give you a few more. This would be a good morning to preach on hell. As warm as it is. Amen. I thank God I'm not going to hell.
Amen.
Exodus chapter number 6. And look at verse number 6 through 8. Verse number 6, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will, over and over again, I will, I will, I will. Amen. He said, I am the Lord, and I will. I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. You know what the I am is? The I am will deliver you from the enemy. Amen. No matter how bad things get, and no matter how hard things get, the I am will help you. That's what he told Moses. He told the children of Israel. He said, I want you to know that I am, I am, I am, I am that I am. And it doesn't matter how much bondage you're in. He called Moses out of the burning bush to go deliver his people. Amen. You think God's going to call Moses out and not equip him to do what he needs to do? He equipped him and he helped him. And he said, I will save you from the enemy. And this world is wicked. The people around are wicked. Man, there's people that hate God. They hate God. They hate our Bible. They hate what we stand for. There's governments that hate God. They hate what they hate the Bible. They hate those things. But I tell you, I serve a greater God. I serve the I am. And he can and will help. And I'm thankful for it. He is the I am that I am. He delivers us from our enemies. Just as the Israelites were delivered from the Egyptians, God has delivered us from our enemies. Amen. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Our flesh being one of the biggest enemies. Public enemy number one. Look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. I'm just going to give you two more and I'll be done. We'll continue probably Wednesday night. I'm going to be back on the home, so I just feel like this is what the Lord wants us to do right now. Getting an amen from a few of the ladies, amen. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 2. Appreciate your patience, some of the kids. They're learning, amen. You got to learn sometimes to sit through church so that they're okay. They got to learn. Man, when I was their age, I remember my dad taking me out of service. Amen. I got taken out of service a lot when I was little. Guess what? Eventually, I learned how to sit there. It takes time training up a child. We appreciate having life in the church, having life with kids, and so. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 2. The Bible says, "I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." God brought him out of the land of Egypt. He got him out of bondage. He got him out of that slavery. And he wanted to remind him, I am the Lord thy God that got you out. Amen. Sometimes we ask for testimonies. Say, hey, we need to tell us what God's done for you. Man, it's good to have somebody say, hey, I just want to thank God for saving me. Man, I want to thank God what he got me out of. There's some of us, God saved us from some things. And then there's some of us that God saved us out of some things. Amen. Whether we are saved from them or saved out of them, it don't matter. God saved us. And hey, he is the I am that I am. And he reminded them that he saved them and delivered them from bondage. The Israelites were under the yoke of bondage. I tell you what, sin has kept people in bondage for way too long. but the I am can free them. You're not saved this morning, man. You need to get saved and get that relief, that yoke of bondage lifted off of you. Look at the last one, Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7. I got to finish up because I'm losing some of you. Coffee, donuts, heat, all a bad combination. Coffee, donuts, heat equals nap. Exodus chapter 7 and verse number 5. Look what the Bible says here. Exodus chapter 7, verse number 5. I like this. We're talking about the I am. The I am. We're going to be talking about it for a little while, so y'all. I am. Look at this. Who is the enemy here in Exodus? We know the devil is, but what people is the enemy? Pharaoh. The Egyptians. Somehow, in one of the Sunday school classes that my wife was teaching, Emma equated Pharaoh with the devil. Like, she's got them two matched up there. So, anytime the devil did something, Pharaoh did it. Amen? And, I mean, every time. So, I mean, when we're praying, when we're doing anything at church, and something happened, she said Pharaoh did it. Amen? We try to tell her, there were some good pharaohs, but she don't get that. Amen? Pharaoh was a bad guy. And so, I think because of these stories right here, so when you say, who's the enemy? Emma's going to say Pharaoh. All right? But the enemy's the Egyptians. But look at this. The I am is so great. Look what it says here. Exodus chapter 7, verse 5. And the Egyptians shall know that what? That I am. Hey, the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, which I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And God said that He's so great, He told Moses that I am, that I am. The children of Israel are going to know who I am. You're going to know who I am. Your fathers knew who I am. And the enemy's even going to know who I am. Amen. That's whose side I'm on. I'm on the winning side. Amen. I thank God for it. The enemy shall even know who he is. I am the Lord. And every enemy there's ever been against God, they know of him. And one day every one of them are going to hit their knees and they're going to confess that he is the Lord God. Every enemy will. He said, I know that the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. You know, the devil even knows who God is. Amen. The devil's fear and tremble. Amen. I like that passage over there in the New Testament where he said, I know who Paul is. And I forget exactly how it goes. Going through that, I know who Paul is. And I know who God is. I know who Jesus is. But who are you? Amen. How'd you like to be a Christian that nobody knows who God is because of you? Amen. Wouldn't that be sad? Say, you know, not that we're anybody. Man, I wouldn't care if one person knew the name Andrew Mackey, but I want to know who Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
And when they think of Wide Oak Independent Baptist Church, I don't want them to think of any individual in here, but I want them to think that God is good.
Yeah.
And that God saves. And man, He's magnified. He's lifted up. Amen. They might be a bunch of backwards folks, but they know how to praise God and worship Him. Amen. And say amen and lift their hand. And I want the world to know who I am is.
Yeah.
Where the enemies even know. The I am that I am. I'm going to stop right there this morning, but I got several more to go through. I got some good ones, amen? I don't know if you're enjoying it or not, but I am.
Man.
I am enjoying the I am.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to wait on this next one because I'm going to do it Wednesday night. The I am is always with you.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to look at that in the New Testament.